Let me tell you, Glenn, about Home Title Lock. You know, there are people who are trying to steal your home. They they're bad people. Bad people like Glenn that are out there.
Out here trying to take all the winches in your home and your home itself.
Glenn's apparently a pirate today.
Yes.
But if you want to protect your home from the Glenns of the world, you need Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock can protect your title against cyber thieves. Luckily, Glenn just doesn't know how to use technology well enough to actually hack your title. But a lot of people do, unfortunately. They get control of it, and then they can borrow against your equity, taking out loans against your stuff, your money. They're taking your money. You're going to get stuck with the payments. Block it before it starts.
Please.
HomeTitleLock.com is the place to go.
Yes.
Register your address and see if you're already a victim and just don't know it yet, and you'll get a $100 history of your home free. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com. Don't miss it. Radio show starts here in just a second.
I'm so excited.
Hello, America, and welcome. It's Friday, and we have a great broadcast lined up for you today. We're going to start with Afghanistan.
Huh.
Now, what should we learn from Afghanistan? We begin there in 60 seconds.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Do you remember the old story about the boy who picked up some stones in a little brook, popped one of them in a slingshot, and then used it to kill that giant? I don't know where I read that, but it was a good story. Too bad that's all lost. Life can be a little like that giant sometimes. It'll bring us all the aches and pains and conquer us if we let it. It'll just beat us and beat us relentlessly. Well, let me give you a little stone. Pain is the giant that relief factor is the stone for. It relief factor can give you the I don't even know what it is. It's the chemical breakdown that will actually fight your inflammation several different ways. It takes a lot to manage pain. Why not get rid of your pain? Let's not manage your pain that make you feel woozy and out of sorts. Let's put a relief factor in your slingshot and see if we can't defeat that giant. It has been defeated in my life. Relief Factor. Call them right now. Order a 3-week quick start trial. You'll know in 3 weeks if it works or not. What do you have to lose? You have everything to gain. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. It's Friday, me mates.
Hello and welcome to the program. We welcome Jason Buttrell, who is our chief researcher and our executive producer, Mr. Steve Bregeer, otherwise known as Stu for some strange unknown reason. I feel a little like a pirate today, and I might take my patch off, and it's not an eye patch, although they were sticking needles in my eye yesterday, and it was not. They had to take something out of my eye, and it was bleeding yesterday. And he was like, "Okay, now we just have to cauterize it." And I'm like, "No, I don't know. I don't know. No, hot poker to the eye. When did you not learn that that was a bad thing?"
I told your doctor I would come and help out. And I would have done that for you.
And I told him, and I'm really angry with him. Because I told him, I said, no. It's bleeding. And he said, yeah. And I said, good. I want it to bleed because I'm going to go suggest to my family tonight that we're going to play Casino Royale and I'm going to be the bad guy. And then tomorrow I can be on the air and I say, look, literally, I'm bleeding from my eyes. It's so crazy. And he didn't have a sense of humor.
No.
But I got a big scar on the side of my face, so I can run for, you know, a position in Chicago or I think New York in the government. You know, kind of like Scarface or a pirate. What I'd like to do is at some point on today's show,
I have an intern running to see if he can find a parrot and an eye patch. And I would like to get people to tweet out what you think a pirate might say today, or the bird might say today about today's situation. So you just tweet those out, and then some point in the show.
What are you talking about? Like, what do you mean they would say about today's situation?
You know, about today's situation in the world, you know.
Make mine your bitch.
Shut me. Okay, I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know. That wasn't me, by the way. That was the bird. You know, you can just...
Anything about today's news. That you think would be funny for a parrot to say.
A parrot to say, or a pirate.
I mean, what else would you do with social media? They spent trillions of dollars developing the most
extensive... I think that's what it was built for. Yes, I mean, look it. We are on at least three different satellites in space. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. These things were launched. We are on three different... It takes a hop from Dallas to New York, from New York to Denver, to Denver to Los Angeles to your home. Who doesn't want to hear, rah, I'm the pirate thing just because I have scar on my face today?
That's probably the way, what they designed it for.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in the Hall of Fame. You're not, so I know. Let's talk a little bit about Afghanistan. Should we talk about Afghanistan?
Talk about Afghanistan.
It seems to be a mess today. And I would like to make sure that Joe Biden gets all of the credit for this. Now, I disagree with our mission, and I'll tell you what I think we should learn from it here in a minute. But remember, he said the Afghan army was fully trained and ready to just take over and keep the Taliban at bay. How much of Jason, how much of Afghanistan is now gone?
Oh, it's over 75% right now. It's pretty much the whole country.
So they're doing a really good job.
Bang up job.
Yeah, that Afghan army is really pushing back.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere around $80 billion we spent training that army. Yeah,
forget about the money. And that was just in training.
Yeah.
Forget about the money. How many lives were lost? This is an abomination. And can we please learn our lesson? This started over 100 years ago of let's do nation building. It doesn't work. We should have gone in and said, oh, I'm sorry, Taliban. You want to play this game? Okay. We're going to bomb the bat snot out of you. And we should have gone in and just bombed them, killed as many of them that were involved in 9/11 as possible, continued to go get Osama bin Laden. But when Osama bin Laden was had, that should have been it. And it should have been it in Afghanistan long before that. We don't need to nation build. Would
this not have just happened in 2004 then? And then we would be probably...
We wouldn't be back. No.
When they come over and blow up buildings again, then are we back? Or we just keep going, popping back in whenever they blow up a few buildings?
No, not when they blow up a few buildings. We haven't stopped them. Have you noticed what's happening all around the world? We haven't. This doesn't work.
Yeah.
You have to do everything you can to be an unbelievable, breathtaking, overwhelming force on the people who perpetrated it. And just make a statement that takes the breath out of the lungs of everyone around watching, going, don't hit America again. Whatever you do, don't hit America.
Sort of a shock and awe done better.
Yeah, done right. Right. Where it was actually shocking and awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay? it wasn't. So, Jason.
You were there.
You were 22 years old on September 11th. You were in Australia. You were one of the first into Afghanistan.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I guess kind of like how I remember before we actually went out on that deployment, we had a guy from Vietnam come in and talk to us. And I remember very clearly he said, I hope, you know, they actually, if you ever do get to fight, which during that time it was peacetime. So literally I was there to pay for my college. That was about it. And so the majority of the people that joined the military way back then was there just to pretty much pay for college. But he said, I hope they let you guys win if you ever do get to fight. I hope what happened to us doesn't happen to you.
And it did.
And it exactly happened to us. Mm-hmm. I was looking at a map last night, and it was so surreal. I was looking at every single city that I was reading that had fallen to the Taliban.
Were you in Kandahar?
We were just outside the suburbs of Kandahar. So we stopped. And
wasn't Kandahar, wasn't that one of the worst places for a while? Where was the place that it was like deadly for us to go in and we finally
took
it?
They're like hanging people off of the bridge. And
What was that?
Well, yeah, Kandahar was bad, but in the north, it was also bad. Majority of the Al-Qaeda fighters were up north. When we went in, it was lightning fast. We went into the south, my unit did. The Rangers and the horse soldiers, famous, they were up north. But we went in the south and Kandahar, Lashkar-Gar, these are a bunch of names that are starting to flood back.
Kandahar and Jalalabad, yes, I do remember those two.
The deadly Helmand province, which a lot of people have talked about. We went right in there and pretty much cleared the Taliban out. They ran to the hills. They ran to the border of Pakistan where they could hide. It was very, very fast. Looking now at all those cities, I'm like, I can remember every single one of those little villages and capitals. I sat in those and
so what is the average person in the ones that, you know, were not for the Taliban? What are they feeling today?
You mean Afghans?
Yeah.
Oh, they're scared crapless. Guaranteed. When we went in, we were you know, greeted with open arms, pretty much. Kids would come out. They'd come up to the Humvees. We'd give them candy and food. People, women would actually step outside their houses, and they were riding around in cars, which I don't think was happening when the Taliban there.
No.
I mean,
Today, the Taliban is already rounding up girls as young as 12 for their sexual slaves.
Right. Mm. Yeah. That is one of the, you know, you said, I hope that, you know, Biden owns a lot of this. These are the consequences that he's going to have to live with. I also agree that we should have left. We should have left a long time ago. The way they did this is complete. And I'm talking about the Biden administration is completely political, completely. And this is an example. There is no military reason to leave Afghanistan right now. In the summer. Now, think about that. That is when the Taliban's fighting season is.
Yeah.
That's the prime winter time. Winter is when they stop. So if this was not political at all, they would have scheduled the pullout to begin in January or February. That's when they would have done it. That would have given months of no fighting for the Afghan army to solidify, for them to move out to some areas and say, okay, now we can establish control. If they plan this out, that's what they have done. I guarantee you the general said this, but Biden didn't do that. He wanted a political statement. Well, they're going to get a political statement. I guarantee you. I was on with Stu and I predicted 6 to 12 months before full Taliban takeover. Now it's closer to 30 days. I think they're going to go all the way up to Kabul on September 10th, camp out. On September 11th, they're going to walk in. Mm. Guaranteed. That's the political statement they're going to get.
God.
Now, let me say this to Stu, you remember we were together, I think, on the air when they were blowing up the statues of Buddha. Mm. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And we were saying, where is the beloved UN? Where is the community of nations that say, oh, this is a World Heritage Site? Nobody said anything. And what did the Taliban do? Now, just follow me here for a second. What did the Taliban do? They wanted to erase the history of the area. And so they took down and blew up statues. Can you give me the story, Stu, yesterday you gave to me about what's happening in the schools of Oregon, a law that they just passed. If you are a minority, you don't have to actually be to know how to read or to write. Correct? And you can pass. Isn't that you?
I've heard a little about this story, but I was not the one that talked to you about it. Yeah.
So in Oregon, they just passed a law that minorities don't have to pass to graduate. They don't have to know how to read or write. Okay? Jason, maybe you can help refresh my memory of the Taliban. They're rounding up the children, and you just said that women wouldn't even be able allowed to be driving in a car or leave their house. What else was something else that they did to the women there to keep them oppressed?
Didn't let them get an education.
Ah, they couldn't read or write. Isn't that interesting? We've become more like the Taliban than I care to to believe.
I'd like 0% on that one. Yeah, 0% Taliban.
Let's not try to erase history and blow up statues or remove statues. Let's not try to rewrite everything. And let's make sure everybody gets an education where they can read and write so they're not a slave. What do you say?
Sounds good to me. It sounds good for our foreign policy people to also get an education, learn history, because it seems like they've completely lost that ability. If they would have, we wouldn't be doing these mistakes year after year after year. We were talking earlier about if they would have even looked at the history, they would have known the history of Woodrow Wilson. Now, he started a lot of this crap. 1915, look at Haiti. So in Haiti in 1915, they assassinated their own president. Bloodbath ensued. So Woodrow Wilson sends in the Marines. But what's he do? They do what they should have done. They did their mission. They got rid of the people and got the bad guys. But then they stayed for 20 years. Now, flash forward 100 years plus. We go over there, do our mission. What do? We stay for over 20 years. We do the same thing, trying to build them into an Americanized democracy, which is ludicrous. Haiti, in the news about a month ago, they did the same exact thing, repeated history, assassinated the president. It's a corrupt government, and so is Afghanistan.
America. So is America. At this point, so is American government. It is imperative that we learn the lessons from the progressive left and the bloodshed and the treasure and all of the nation building that we have done. It has got to stop. More in just a second. Let me tell you about Legacy Box. You ever open up an old photo album and get immediately transported back to that moment in time? You know, the thing that I really don't like about today's digital media is that we erase the ones where somebody's eyes are crossed. You know, we used to have to take pictures and then we'd send it out for Kodak to develop it. And then it would come back and you'd be like, ah, their eyes were crossed. But those were the ones that everybody always loves, you know, 20 years down the road when your sister looks like a total goofball. We don't have that anymore. Preserve the memories that you do have. We went up to Tanya's house as her brother passed away here in the last few months. And we were going through the photos because we wanted to make a slideshow of stuff. And Mom had them all in the big photo album. And they were so washed out. The Kodak development was not made to preserve those. And so everything is slowly fading away. Please get a Legacy Box. The memories fade, and so do the photos and the films and everything else. The videos, I don't even have a way to play any of the videos that I have of the kids. I get some of the formats, and I don't even know what that is. I'm like, what machine did that even fit? Legacy Box knows. LegacyBox.com/Beck. Go there now. Take advantage of a limited time offer for 50% off. Now, that doesn't mean you have to send it in right away. Just get the box 50% off. Then when you're ready, you just put everything in and you send it up to them. They return the originals and they'll put it on any digital format that you want. LegacyBox.com/Beck. Save up to 50% now. LegacyBox.com/Beck. 10 seconds, station ID. So here's some good news. China is now seeking a bigger role in Afghanistan to support the Taliban. Now, Jason, why would they do that?
Belt and Road. That's their entire goal over there. And their, you know, plan for what is it by 20? What is it? Probably 2030. That's the year of everything's happening.
I think it's 2030.
But yeah, by